We've been following breaking news tonight surrounding a major controversy at the University of Maryland. President Wallace Loh will not leave after this school year after all. Now, late last year, you'll remember Loh announced he would retire as part of the fallout following the heat stroke death of football player Jordan McNair. He died after a very hot practice. But tonight, we've learned Loh will stay on as university president until at least June of 2020. Meantime, the school's Board of Regents is getting an independent review from the Association of Governing Boards and Colleges in light of the McNair death. The review is expected to be finished in March.
Let's learn more with WTOP's John Doman, who's been covering this story from the beginning. Hey, John, it's been 7 months since McNair died. Tell us how we got here.
Well, it started with the investigation, what was called the Walters Report, which looked into the workout that was happening last spring when McNair collapsed and then eventually died, and kind of looked at how the school handled that. And from there, we started hearing reports as that kind of moves very slowly. We heard reports about a much deeper, more the word used was toxic culture inside the football program there. So then another commission was formed, and the school, we just found out, spent more than $1.5 million trying to determine whether the football program was a toxic environment. That proved to not necessarily be the case, but it wasn't still a great environment. And along the way, that commission that made that study also found just all kinds of deep-rooted turmoil and just, you know, needless drama and things that were going on inside the athletic department in the school that didn't need to. And it put a lot of jobs in jeopardy. And eventually, the football coach and the strength coach at the time last year were both let go. And for a while, it looked like Wallace Loh was going to be on his way out as well. And then suddenly, he wasn't.
Yeah, he said during all this controversy, after he almost got fired, that he was going to retire after this academic year. So give us an idea of what's going on here and the reaction to that announcement.
Well, everything that I've heard from people is it wasn't necessarily his idea and that it wasn't going to be his idea. Even before he announced it, I was hearing that, you know, if he was pushed out, it would sort of be more of a gentle shove, let him save some face, let him finish out the school year, at least it wouldn't be so abrupt. And that's what it certainly looked like after he actually announced his retirement. And when he was up there that day, he did nothing to dispel the notion that it wasn't exactly his choice. Since then, his refrain has been that he serves at the pleasure of the board. I was told that he had gone to the board and sort of suggested that he wanted to stay longer. There was sort of some question as to whether the board was really receptive to that or not. They didn't certainly address it early on, but that seems to have changed in the last couple of days. And, you know, we had the meeting today, and suddenly his forced retirement, and let's be honest, you know, the board is a lot different now than it was when he announced that retirement. It's led by a different person. A lot of political aftershocks have happened. A lot of political pressure has been put on the board. So things have changed, and Loh has a lot more leverage now than he did back in October when he was told to sort of get ready for his retirement.
So the clock's pretty much run out, John, but, you know, when this whole thing went down with Jordan McNair, people just wanted to see all the heads roll there. What's the reaction been to this announcement?
From the political side of things, there's certainly a lot of support for him. A lot of the politicians around the state like what he's done, especially when you look at the economic development around College Park. That campus and everything around it is so much different than it was even just a decade ago. He's been instrumental for a lot of change in that regard. But there's also a lot of people who are really upset and find a lot of fault with how Loh has handled things, not just with the Jordan McNair stuff, but even beyond that. He's had a lot of detractors for a long time. A lot of people don't like his leadership style. A lot of people think that he's not a great leader, and they find a lot of different faults on campus, not just with the athletic department, and they're not happy right now. They think that Loh leveraged this for his own gain, and they don't think that it's the right thing for the school.
All right. To be continued. Thanks, John.
Thanks.
Yep.
WTOP's John Doman on the news tonight. Wallace Loh will stay on at least another year as president at the University of Maryland.